feeling it. And Guinea began voting for president Sunday, with the 82-year-old incumbent Alpha Conde going for a third term. The poll follows months of political unrest in the former French colony, where dozens of people have been killed during security crackdowns on mass protests against Mr. Conde. The president pushed through a new constitution in March, arguing that it would modernize the country, but the move allowed him to bypass a two-term limit for presidents. After decades as an opposition activist, Conde became Guinea's first democratically elected president in 2010, and he won again in 2015. Rights groups have increasingly criticized him, though, of becoming an autocrat. The vote marks the start of a busy election season across West Africa, with votes also due in Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Ghana, and Niger. Turkish-held Northern Cyprus votes Sunday, too, for a new leader. The breakaway state is only recognized off-island by Turkey. The presidential vote pits an incumbent who supports reunification with the Greek-speaking Republic of Cyprus in the south against a Turkish nationalist. The Turk wants a two-state solution. He's now the prime minister of the self-proclaimed Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, and he's backed by Turkey's president, Tayyip Erdogan. Under Erdogan, Turkey has become an assertive regional power, now arguing with EU states Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas reserves in waters of the eastern Mediterranean. And Bolivians began voting Sunday in a presidential election many hope can restore stability to a nation. Bolivia was plunged into turmoil after a problematic vote was eventually voided last year. That left the country in the hands of an interim president. For more on these and other developing stories, please